Is there a supernatural dimension? A world beyond the one we know? Is there life after death? Do angels exist? Can our dreams contain messages from heaven? Can we tap into ancient secrets of the supernatural? Are healing miracles real? Sid Roth has spent over 35 years researching the strange world of the supernatural. Join Sid for this edition of It's Supernatural.
Hello, Sid Roth here. Welcome. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. What is the condition of your faith? Your faith today is based on your experiences from the past. Too many people have not seen the results they're looking for, and as a result, have lowered their expectations. Too many people, because of not seeing the results they expected, have actually changed their theology. It's time for a faith detox. It's time, because Jesus is getting ready to return. It's absolutely time for a 30-day adventure in the supernatural of God to be normal. Normal as defined by the Bible. You know, there are invisible toxins that are affecting people's faith. For instance, Laura, I remember when I was a brand new believer, I went to a Kenneth Hagin meeting, and he taught about how to stand on the Word of God. I got home, and a loved one developed cancer.
Right.
And I had not developed my understanding of the Word of God, and as a result, I was devastated.
Right.
We really have an enemy that is trying to undermine the Word of God. Now, here you are, a pastor's wife. You've got six children.
I do.
And you've seen all sorts of miracles. But then it happens to you.
Right.
The fight of your life. What happened?
Well, the enemy has always tried to use health issues with me. But 4 years ago, my king-size life really caught up with me. You can't forget the eight grandchildren. You know, the big family, and yes, my husband and I pastor this church. There's my writing. I'm involved in so many things, and that's fine. Many people love what they do. But I was giving myself only 4 to 5 hours sleep a night. And I went to the doctor for something totally unrelated, and a test came back showing that I was on the brink of adrenal failure. Basically, it is stage 4 is when all of your organs shut down. They're no longer being fueled by your adrenaline and your cortisol. Well, I was in stage 3, so I was told make changes or die. So I went on total bed rest, and then I was told 18 to 24 months it would take to turn around, really wake up all of my organs. And thanks to using food as medicine, and I still believe I received a miracle, because in 6 months, I was the picture of health.
And you know what's so amazing? You can see she's a very vital type of person. But you say you have more vitality now than you had when you were in high school.
I really do. And I believe in the supernatural power of God, the regeneration of our youth. But we have to give God something to work with. I believe in miracles, but I'm telling you, Sid, at the church where we pastor in Nashville, Eastgate, I have always noticed that when people come to the altar for prayer, they want a miracle, but they don't want to steward it afterwards. And that really began to sadden my heart. And so I noticed that the people who came to the altar, their prayers all fell into one of 5 categories. It was either for their health, their finances, their relationships, the social issues going on in the world around them, or their own personal identity. And so I began to work with people in those 5 areas getting their faith bolstered in those areas, but doing it with a three-pronged approach, body, mind, and spirit.
It's, you know, most Christians, they recognize they have to do something about their emotions, their hurts.
Some do,
And, well, they might realize it, but most don't end up
right,
doing it.
Right.
But most Christians, the last thing they think about is their body.
It's so sad. It's taking so many people out. We are putting ammunition in the enemy's gun, and he would love nothing more than to take out the army of God. So yes, we've done a great job in the last few decades educating Christians on spiritual warfare and emotional warfare, the battlefield of the mind. But we must as a church rise up and get healthy and give God less crisis intervention, you know, prayers to pray, just so that we can live our everyday lives in a strong place. Live long, live strong.
But when you teach, you have to do this three-prong approach. We're coming into the last. This is the last of the last days.
I believe you're right, Sid.
We're going to see the greatest miracles the world has ever seen. But I believe that Christians, because they read in the Word, you're going to be healed, and that's true.
It is true.
They don't take care of their body as much as, say, non-believers.
Well, and 1 Thessalonians 5:23 says that you would be kept blameless at the coming of the Lord Jesus, body, mind, and spirit. So we can receive some blame for some of the things that we do. I've had people come and ask for prayer for digestive issues, and when I ask them what they eat, they say, trash. And I just think, oh, Father, there's a difference in healing and divine health. And I want both. That's what I want. I want both. So through that whole experience I went through, I actually wound up going back to school and becoming a nutritionist.
Now, how did you get better, actually?
Well, honestly, I am a farmer's daughter, so I've always had an appreciation for vegetables. But this was so much more. This involved reinventing myself at night, really being willing to lay down and waste time in sleep, 8 to 9 hours sleep every night. And really, I've always been a Sabbath keeper, but that became very, very important in terms of totally unplugging once a week. I mean, we turn our phones off. We just pull in as a family. And then also using specific foods. I call them organ-friendly foods. The vegetables, different colors, are really good for specific organs. And if you learn what those are, you can eat them every day and know that you're nourishing that particular organ.
Yeah, I found that fascinating because I'm not that knowledgeable in this area. But you found that just in a couple of days, you can detox each organ using the medicine of food.
That is the miracle.
I love that.
But that's really the miracle, is that how God's created our bodies to begin with. He has created them that they want to be well. If we will give them the right fuel, they will turn around. Now, I keep saying, prevention, as in you won't get sick to begin with, but it also is, I'm living proof, very healing. God gave us things on the third day of creation, and all of the seed-bearing plants and our vitamins and our minerals. I was on some supplements at the time, but nothing had a childproof cap. It was all made from a vegetable or a fruit or what have you. And I am just such a proponent now. I have everyone in my family doing this. If I can turn my Titanic-sized family around, you know, then anybody can do it.
Okay, when we come back, how would you like to find the secrets, the supernatural secrets she found to detox your spirit, your soul, and your body so you can be normal? I'll be right back.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural.
If you love watching our It's Supernatural TV program, you can now watch hundreds of archive programs online, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on your computer, your smartphone, your iPad, or your favorite tablet.
ISN will be the vehicle to equip you to being normal, normal as defined by the Bible.
Just log on to sidroth.org/ISN.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
Now, I read this statistic that you gave me. The U.S. Center for Disease Control says there are 140 toxic chemicals that cause 70% mm-hmm. of chronic diseases. Mm-hmm. By the way, being a minister, why in the world did you go out and get that that certificate yeah. as a nutritionist? Mm-hmm. Why?
Because I saw that we were not whole. The army of God was not whole. We were treating one-third or two-thirds of ourselves, and the enemy had a way in. He had a way in to wiggle through and cause chaos in our lives. We are not even Christian if we don't have faith, because it took faith to become a Christian. So that's why the enemy comes after our faith. So statistics like that, or also even Harvard University, Harvard Medical Center, they came out with a study that said, it was called the gut-brain connection. And that connection showed that there is such a link in between your brain and what happens in your digestive tract. Think about it. What happens when you get stage fright? Mm-hmm. You're nervous up here and your tummy gets upset, or you have a gut reaction. They found that they were so connected, they should be considered one body system. So what that tells me is that what you eat affects what you think. And the Bible is very clear about what you think affects your faith. So I'm proposing that what you eat can indirectly affect your faith.
I've actually never heard that before, but what she's saying is food can affect your faith.
Yeah.
And it's actually been scientifically proven. How about fasting? What happens when we fast?
How does
that help us?
That is proof that food affects your spirit. When you fast, you are removing the thing that, or many things, that is causing you to grow in your flesh instead of in your spirit. How did sin enter the world in the Garden of Eden? Eve baked that apple pie or whatever it was. Whatever it was, it was through her appetite. And Esau sold his birthright for a pot of stew. Satan even tempted Jesus and said, turn these stones into bread. So appetite is so usable by God. If you will have appetites for Him, and if you will satisfy your natural appetite with the things that He shows you, that is supernatural.
Now, tell me a few things you might have done to get the toxins out of your body.
Well, the program that I put people on, the 30-day program, remember I told you about those five categories that the prayer requests fell into?
Right.
I break people's 30 days down into those five categories of their lives, every prayer that they pray, and each one has 6 days. We spend 6 days on your relationship, 6 days on your finances. There's a devotional for each day. You want to go in and say, Lord, what happened to my marriage? What happened? Why can't I get ahead? Why can't I get healed? Why can't I get promoted? Whatever. And then in each of those 6 days, we detox three body systems, spending 2 days on each. This is a perfect example. When we're studying relationships, we are spending 6 days digging deeply into every relationship around you, above you, beneath you. And it just so happens that the color vegetable that is very good for the body system we're detoxing that week, which is the heart, mm-hmm. your cardiovascular system, your circulatory system, that particular week we're going to eat a lot of reds. Isn't that easy to remember? Reds and the heart. So it contains a little something called lycopene. And everybody's trying to put it in a pill form now. Take your lycopene pill. And I think just reach for some strawberries or some red grapes or some red peppers. Easier, cheaper, much better for the body.
I was asking you actually yesterday, it just seemed to me that just a few days mm-hmm. isn't going to be long enough to detox a liver or a heart or...
Right, but here's the issue. God has already given us filters in our body, our bodies. Our lungs filter, our kidneys, our liver, even our skin. It has a million little mouths on it, all right? Mm-hmm. So we already have filters, but we spend 2 days on each of those filters cleaning them out so that they can do their job. Because God's already designed our bodies to do the job for us, but many people, if I can just say, their filter gets dirty, and eventually what happens is, because their bodies are worn down, it does affect their faith. There is no questioning, no getting around it. If you feel ill in your body, you are going to have a more difficult time approaching your Christian walk with fervor, with confidence, with faith. So it is so connected. We cannot segregate them. And I get very, can you tell, I'm very passionate about this message.
Now, there's a fringe benefit, by the way, because people that she's taught this course for, they lose a lot of weight. Give me an example of one person.
Well, I'm just going to tell you, I have one person who's very close to me. And he said, okay, well, I'll do it. So he goes on this faith detox, and he's losing weight immediately, like 5 pounds, 10 pounds. He loses, in the course of the 30 days, he loses 22 pounds. And he is so transformed by it, body, mind, and spirit, that he says, I think I'm just going to continue eating this way. So he does. And now, a week out, he's now up to 25 pounds that he's lost. It's not water loss. And it is not protein loss. You eat four to five times a day, eat or drink something 4 to 5 times a day. You're not going to go hungry, and nothing tastes like grass. You have my word. But it's just amazing to me to hear that story along with other stories from men and women. And these are not just people who have tons of weight to lose. But I am hearing from people all over the United States, all over the world, 17 pounds in 17 days. 4 pounds in the first 5 days. And they'll say the first 4 days was a real kicker. But now I have more energy and more focus, and my body is fueled with the right things.
You know, when we come back, I want to find some simple supernatural ways to detox our faith. Be right back.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural.
Laura Harris-Smith is a licensed nutritionist who combines the natural with the supernatural for the most balanced restoration of your spirit, soul, and body. Now she wants to share with you what God downloaded to her concerning these supernatural life-changing secrets. Call now and get Laura Harris-Smith's The Whole New You package, which includes her 3-part audio CD teaching, A Whole New You, and her powerful book and DVD combo, 30-Day Faith Detox, plus a bonus audio CD teaching by Dennis and Dr. Jen Clark. Instant Faith Renewal. Yours for a donation of $45. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9382. Through Laura Harris-Smith's book, DVD, and 3-part audio CD teaching, you will receive a reset button to renew your body, mind, and spirit. Through this package, you will be guided day by day, prayer by prayer, to confront 30 universal faith toxins like doubt, discouragement, and anger. Begin to flush out emotional, mental, and spiritual toxins that have kept you from walking in the fullness of God's blessings and provision. Make the connection between physical health and spiritual health. Sleep better. Go from exhausted to excited, and from weary to invigorated. Recover your radiant complexion. Establish a healthier lifestyle. The DVD includes healthy, delicious recipe ideas and anointed teaching videos to watch daily during your 30-day faith detox, filmed in Laura's own kitchen. Encouraging faith-building testimonies of others who've completed their faith detox and lost weight, gained faith, and been transformed. Testimonies include a South African lady who lost 5 pounds in 5 days, a man in Minnesota who lost just under 10 pounds in the first week, a lady who lost 20 pounds in the first week. Plus, you will receive this special bonus audio CD teaching by Dennis and Dr. Jen Clark, Instant Faith Renewal, for those weary of the battle and have given up hope. Get ready to have your faith energized and begin experiencing the flow of God's blessing in your life. Don't miss out on getting Laura Harris-Smith's The Whole New You package, which includes her 3-part audio CD teaching, A Whole New You, and her powerful book and DVD combo, 30-Day Faith Detox, plus a bonus audio CD teaching by Dennis and Dr. Jen Clark, Instant Faith Renewal. Yours for a donation of $45. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9382. Call, or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural, P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9382 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
Tell me some faith killers that stop us from being naturally supernatural.
You know, what happens when you pray for someone to be healed and they're not? And then months later, you get a call at 2:00 in the afternoon saying, someone's had a horrible wreck. Will you come down to the hospital with me and pray? And there's something inside of you that says, it didn't work last time. Why is it going to work this time? But what you have to do is you have to step back and look at what Scripture says about the act of praying over someone, laying hands on someone, and you have to quit preaching your experience and preach the Word. If you do not do that, you will begin to change your theology. your doctrine will start shifting everywhere. So that's what I really tried to do first, is tether people back to the Word. And why are my prayers not answered? Where are my prophecies, you know, the fulfillment to my prophecies? All of these things, they're going to get up every day and they're going to read a devotional to deal with what I call these 30 universal faith toxins. But we start there with the Word and with their spirit, and then turn our attention to their emotions. And there are prayers that they pray to deal with the residues of that faith toxin.
Think about all those traumas that we've had, rejection we've had, the failures that we've had.
Grief, anger.
They all take a toll on us.
They do.
How do we deal with it?
Well, you have to confront those Goliaths. You have to admit, I was wounded walking through that. When my church split in two, or when my church died, it hurt me. It wounded me. How am I going to deal with that grief? I have a lot of people to forgive, you see. So, yes, we pray these healing prayers in there that deal with the emotional residues of each faith toxin, and then turn our attention to the correlating body detox. So I'm telling you, by the end of the 30 days, the devil has no place left in you that he can throw a hook and keep you back from your future. So you can't just stuff and stuff and stuff things that happen. You have to confront them and remove them from your life.
I want you to lead us in one prayer to get rid of some of these toxins.
I would love to. All right. Well, Heavenly Father, I thank you right now that you have created us body, mind, and spirit. First of all, we just repent for not acknowledging that on any level, any place where you have not been whole, where you have ignored your body. Just tell the Lord right now, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Any place where you have ignored your emotions and not allowed yourself to be real, just tell Him, I'm sorry, no more. And any place in your spirit where you have not made Him Lord, where you have maybe not even awakened to the Holy Spirit to fill you up, just tell Him, Lord, I'm sorry. And now, right now, receive a fresh impartation in all three. And I just declare over you that no weapon that has been formed against you will prosper. Not a single one. You are going to come out of this fire not even smelling like smoke. And now I pray that it would be a testimony to God, that He would be famous because of the testimony of your life. You have struggled and you have been through hardship, but guess what? You're still standing. You're still alive. So put praise in your mouth. Thank God for what He's doing, because He can make a message out of your mess, a testimony out of your test, and a triumph out of every trial you've been through. Just tell Him, I receive a new anointing right now, Lord. I receive healing for my body. I receive healing for my mind. And I receive healing for my spirit. Make me whole. Amen. That's how it's done.
God wants you to have a new beginning. There is the natural and there is the supernatural. And you are a three-part being, just as God is a three-part being. If you don't, you know, a wise man once said, definition of insanity, keep doing things the same way and expect different results.
That's right.
Well, we Jewish people have a word for it. It's meshuggah. That means crazy. Make sure Jesus is your Messiah and Lord. Tell Him you're sorry for your sins. Believe that His blood wiped away your sins and paid everything for your sins. Then ask Him to live inside of you. And believe His grace, His enabling power will allow you to overcome every problem in your life. In Jesus' name, do it right now.
Laura Harris Smith was a picture of health. She looked 15 years younger than she actually was. Then she found herself with stage 3 adrenal burnout. And stage 4 is where all your body organs shut down. But God healed her and transformed her so that she is in better shape now at 50 years old than she was at 30. A licensed nutritionist, she combines the natural with the supernatural for the most balanced restoration of your spirit, soul, and body. Now she wants to share with you what God downloaded to her concerning these supernatural life. life-changing secrets. Call now and get Laura Harris-Smith's The Whole New You package, which includes her three-part audio CD teaching, A Whole New You, and her powerful book and DVD combo, 30-Day Faith Detox, plus a bonus audio CD teaching by Dennis and Dr. Jen Clark, Instant Faith Renewal. Yours for a donation of $45. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9382. Through Laura Harris-Smith's book, DVD, and three-part audio CD teaching, you will receive a reset button to renew your body, mind, and spirit. Through this package, you will be guided day by day, prayer by prayer, to confront 30 universal faith toxins like doubt, discouragement, and anger. Begin to flush out emotional, mental, and spiritual toxins that have kept you from walking in the fullness of God's blessings and provision. Make the connection between physical health and spiritual health. Sleep better. Go from exhausted to excited, and from weary to invigorated. Slide off your once snug rings. Recover your radiant complexion. Establish a healthier lifestyle. The DVD includes healthy, delicious recipe ideas and anointed teaching videos to watch daily during your 30-day faith detox. Filmed in Laura's own kitchen. Encouraging faith-building testimonies of others who've completed their faith detox and lost weight, gained faith, and been transformed. Testimonies include a South African lady who lost 5 pounds in 5 days. A man in Minnesota who lost just under 10 pounds. In the first week, a lady who lost 20 pounds in the first week.
We are made body, mind, and spirit. There is no way that you can segregate the three. There are things that we can do to remain in that place of health. I call it living under the blessable spout, and it does affect your faith.
Plus, you will receive this special bonus audio CD teaching by Dennis and Dr. Jen Clark, Instant Faith Renewal, for those weary of the battle and have given up hope. Get ready to have your faith energized and begin experiencing the flow of God's blessing in your life.
When you've had your failures in healing and in believing God for finances and believing God for family, you took some toxins in. How would you like to instantly remove those toxins? I want you to get the bonus CD and the three CDs, A Whole New You, and the book, 30-Day Faith Detox, and the instructional DVD.
Don't miss out on getting Laura Harris-Smith's The Whole New You package, which includes her three-part audio CD teaching, A Whole New You, and her powerful book and DVD combo, 30-Day Faith Detox, plus a bonus audio CD teaching by Dennis and Dr. Jen Clark, Instant Faith Renewal. Yours for a donation of $45. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9382. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural, P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9382 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
Next week on It's Supernatural, my guest is the son of one of the greatest healing evangelists in history. He's the son of Oral Roberts. His name is Richard Roberts. But this is what you don't know. 5 months ago, he was activated to a new level of healing. I am expecting the greatest outpouring of miracles we have ever had. We're ready for a Holy Spirit explosion.
Your gifts to this ministry will help Sid air It's Supernatural in Israel 28 times a week and distribute his evangelistic book to the Jewish people worldwide.